طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. I need the microphone. I'm sorry. Okay. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our 15th session in reading from Arabic lessons in Hadith level 3 and in Mustawa Thalith from the Arabic Language Institute, Islamic University of Medina. This is also our 15th Hadith, Al-Hadith Al-Khamisu Ashara, on page 36. Al-Hadithu Al-Khamisu Ashara. The 15th hadith, which is entitled, yani its topic, Fi Adab As-Siyam, yani concerning the etiquettes of fasting. Fi Adabi As-Siyami. Before we start with the hadith today, there's a question. I heard some discussion when I was writing the hadith on the board. If somebody can summarize the question in brief.
Well, he's asking...
I was asking about
istahamu,
and there's an alif lam, and
it,
what is it?
Lastahamu.
Lastahamu. Lastahamu. Now, this letter lam alif,
that's right,
is not the particle of negation la. It's not la. Rather, it is lam with fatta for ta'keed, affirmation, confirmation, emphasis. And the alif there is the alif for hamzatul wasl, because that's part of the word istahama. Yani the tenth form of the verb begins with hamzatul wasl, seen and ta. Okay, so the word is istahamu. Yani the lam here with fatta is for emphasis. Lastahamu. They would definitely have drawn lots. That's the meaning. Okay. Barakallahu fikum. Please examine this hadith on the board carefully. If you see any mistakes, let me know. I was rushing a little bit. I just came back from traveling, and I just got into Brooklyn a few minutes ago, and I have to come straight here. So, Annie, please, if there's anything there, pay attention. Try to, you know, bring it to our attention. Okay, our hadith today is, again, al-hadith al-khamisu ashara, the 15th hadith, concerning the etiquettes of fasting. On page 36, the hadith of Abu Huraira, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. Let me read it from the board in case I see something. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يدع يعني مجزوم من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به والجهل فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه رواه البخاري وأبو داود واللفظ له. Okay, looks like it's okay. Hadith looks like it's okay, inshallah. Okay, let's look at the meaning of the hadith. let me just... No, it's okay, stay where you are. No problem. Let me get this so I can kind of point through it a little bit. Okay, the hadith, like last week, is from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. May Allah be pleased with him. He, Abu Hurairah, said that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said. Yani, Abu Hurairah said... Now the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man lam yada' qawla zuri. Yani, man, whoever. Lam yada' yani doesn't, lam yatruk yani he doesn't leave, yani abandon, give up, qawla az-zur yani false speech, speech of falsehood. Yani lying, whatever, of falsehood. Wal amala bihi, and acting upon the false speech. Whoever doesn't leave speaking falsely and acting in accordance with falsehood, wal jahla, yani foolish behavior, ignorant behavior. Whoever doesn't give up these things, yani in reference to the one who is fasting, whoever doesn't give up false speech, acting in accordance with false speech and foolish, ignorant behavior, فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ يعني لِلَّهِ means what? For Allah, right? حَاجَة literally means a need. And we have to discuss this word obviously, right? Then whoever doesn't give up these things, فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَة Allah does not have any حَاجَة any need, any desire, any acceptance of that person doing what? Fi an yada'a, that person gives up ta'amahu wa sharabahu, his food and his drink, or her food and her drink. Yani whoever doesn't give up these things, then Allah has no need. Allah doesn't desire. Allah doesn't accept that person give up their food and drink. In other words, you're fasting, you give up your food and drink. Well, there's no benefit in giving up food and drink while you're fasting if you're not going to give up these things that are prohibited, not only for the fasting person, but even the person who's not fasting. Okay? Any question about the words of the hadith? Yani man here is shart. Ism shart, naam. Adatu shart. Men, whoever lam yaba, doesn't give up qawla zoor, yani the speech of falsehood. Wal amala bihi, yani bihi means the he here is referring back to qawl azoor, and acting in accordance with this qawl azoor, whoever doesn't give up that. Wal jahla, an ignorant, foolish behavior. فَلَيْسَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no need of that person giving up their food and drink, which otherwise is normally lawful, but you're only giving it up during the fasting hours. Okay, there's no need for doing that. In other words, there's no benefit in you giving up food and drink that's lawful otherwise if you're not going to give up that which is haram all the time. I mean haram on the people who are not fasting, and more yani serious for the one who is fasting. More serious than the one who is not fasting. And it's haram outright. Okay, this hadith, rawahu al-Bukhari, and it's reported by al-Bukhari wa Abu Dawood, and Abu Dawood wa lafzu lahu, and the wording, the exact wording here is for him. For who?
Abu Dawood.
For Abu Dawood. If it came like this, you would say وَرَاهُ الْبُخَارِ وَأَبُو دَاوُدُ وَاللَّفْظُ لِلْبُخَارِ, because the pronoun in Arabic, with few exceptions, but the general rule, the pronoun always refers back to the last thing that was mentioned. The most recent thing that was mentioned, the pronoun refers to that. So it should not refer back to something that was mentioned early in the sentence. Rather, it has to refer to whatever was mentioned last. Now,
that
waw, waw al-atf. Yani here, wal amal, wal jahl, waw al-atf. Yani this and this and this. Meaning that these things are connected by the conjunction waw, connected to qawl al-zoor. Meaning they have the same ruling. Whatever we're saying about qawl al-zoor, yani whoever doesn't give up qawl al-zoor, man lam yada'a qawl al-zoor, man lam, wa man لَمْ يَضَعَ الْعَمَلَ بِهِ وَلَمْ يَضَعَ الْجَحْلَ, that's the meaning. وَعَوْ الْعَطِفِ لَمْ يَضَعَ هَذَا وَلَمْ يَضَعَ هَذَا وَلَمْ يَضَعَ هَذَا. نعم, question. نعم. Oh, طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ, يعني طَعَام means food, his food, right? And sharab means His drink, sharab. يعني from shariba to drink. نعم. يعني it's ism jins. It's a general word. يعني it's possible to use a plural, but يعني it means food in general, drink in general. And it doesn't mean one food or one drink. It means whoever doesn't give up food generally, whoever doesn't give up drink generally. Okay. Faiz. Excuse me. False speech. We're going to talk about it. But like false speech, like lying, right? That's false speech. Like this, anything, any kind of speech that's false. False accusations. False testimony. I bear witness that he is the owner of this car, and you're lying. That's false. Qawl al-zur. False testimony. In some hadith, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned specifically false testimony. Yani bearing false witness to something. طيب. But we'll talk about a little bit more as we discuss the meaning of the hadith. Okay. Any other question about the words of the hadith? Okay. So again, the hadith is from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ لَمْ يَضَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ يعني مضاف إليه the speech of falsehood وَالْعَمَلَ مَنْسُوب. Why? Because قَوْل is مَنْسُوب. وَعَوَ الْعَطِف means that the word that's connected to it has the same إعراب. قَوْلَ مَنْسُوب. والعمل منسوب والجهل منسوب فليس لله then there's not for Allah يعني حاجة any need and we'll discuss the actual intended meaning of حاجة in our discussion of the hadith في أن يضع يعني منسوب مضارع فعل مضارع منسوب بأن طعامه is what منسوب مفعول به يضع طعامه وواو العطف يضع شرابه يضع طعامه ويضع شرابه رواه البخاري وابو داود واللفظ له يعني لابي داود okay let's start with يعني the meaning of حاجه So we get that out of the way.
Yada is for an yada.
Yani here? Yes. An yada. Yada. Yani this is mansoob because of n. Yani n makes the mudari verb mansoob.
The meaning of yada.
Oh, yada means yatruk. Taraka. To leave something. Taraka. Naam? Yeah, we're going to talk about it now. Yani, the meaning of haja. Actually, yani, this particular word in this hadith, scholars have mentioned various different meanings of it. Let's just look at a few of them, just quickly, and then we'll come back to our notes. And Subul As-Salam, does anybody know what is Subul As-Salam? If you're in class on Friday, you should have known something about Subul As-Salam. Huh? Subl, not Dar al-Salam, no. Subl al-Salam. Subu is the plural of Sabil. Subul al-Salam. Okay, in any case, in brief, Subul al-Salam is a famous, important explanation of the book Bulugh al-Maram. The hadith book of Al-Hafidh ibn Hajj al-Asqalani. One of the important explanations of that book is called Subul al-Salam by Muhammad ibn Ali al-Amir al-San'ani, a great scholar from Yemen. In that book, يعني he mentions المراد من قوله فليس لله what is the intended meaning of this expression فليس لله he said first meaning يعني first view of it أي إرادة يعني حاجة إرادة يعني from أرادة يريد to desire to want something to intend something okay So the meaning here, the first meaning he gave, لَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ لَيْسَ لِلَّهِ إِرَادَةٌ Allah has no desire. And this is in clarification of the greatness or the severity of the person who commits this act. Yani, this act of disobedience to Allah. Yani, meaning what? What act of disobedience to Allah? False speech, false action based upon it, ignorant behavior. Yani, this is a very serious matter. So, yani, Allah doesn't desire this person to give up his food and drink. Allah has no desire for you to give up your food and drink. If you're not going to give up haram things that are haram, even if you're not fasting. So Allah has no desire, because the intent, the purpose of giving up the food and the drink, yani, what is the purpose of it? To attain a taqwa. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. So a taqwa means to abstain from what Allah has prohibited and to fulfill what He has commanded. So if a person is not going to abstain from the prohibited things, why abstain from lawful food and drink? No real benefit. So this is the first meaning that he gave, and he added to this a tremendous benefit. He said, yani, Allah has no desire for the person to give this up. And also, وَأَنَّ السِّيَامَهُ كَلَا سِيَامُ. And his fasting is like no fasting. Yani, that person who does that, engage in those things, his fasting is like not fasting. That's the meaning of Allah has no desire that you give up food and drink, because it's like you're not fasting anyway. So why give up your food and drink? Then he says, وَلَا مَعْنَى لِاعْتِبَارِ الْمَفْهُومِ هُنَا. And there's no meaning, there's no value to what might be understood. We don't give any, yani, there's no benefit in what may be understood here from the word haja, if we take it literally. That Allah, if you don't give up this, Allah has no need for you to give up food and drink. Well, Allah has no need anyway, one way or another. Allah is not in need of anything or anyone, right? So if we understand it means need, then that means what the mafhum from that is, that if you give up these things, you don't lie and act ignorantly, then Allah has need of you fasting. That's not acceptable. Allah has no need of anything. Okay, so he's saying here, then if we take it literally, that Allah has no need because you are doing this, so then if you are not doing it, Allah has need, that's not correct. That cannot be possible. Allah has no need. So this is the first thing that he says. Allah has no need of anyone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second interpretation, فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ. Yani, the first interpretation is what? Allah has no desire for you to give up food and drink if you're not going to give up the haram things. Second interpretation, huwa kinaya an adam qubul. Adam al-qubul. Yani, this is an indirect way of saying that the fast is not accepted. Adam al-qubul. Yani, the person who doesn't give up these things, Allah doesn't accept their fast. The third interpretation, he says, إِنَّ مَعْنَاهُ أَنَّ ثَوَابَ الصِّيَامِ لَا يُقَاوَمُ فِي حُكْمِ الْمُوَازَنَةِ مَا يَسْتَحِقُّ مِنْ الْإِقَابِ لِمَا ذُكِرَ. يعني, that the reward of fasting, يعني, cannot balance out with, cannot be equal to, yani, is not on the same level with the punishment that the person deserves for doing these things that are mentioned here. Yani, in other words, whatever the great reward of fasting that you're hoping for, it will not balance out if you are engaging in these things. Meaning these things, the punishment for these things are so great, it will just remove, wipe away completely whatever reward you are hoping for from fasting. So if you're doing those things, believe me, you will not get any reward from fasting. No need to fast. That's the third interpretation. That the magnitude of the punishment of the sin of these things is so great that whatever reward you're hoping for from fasting will be eliminated. There will be nothing left. It will not balance out. Yani, they will not be equal. But rather, it will be, the reward will be completely outbalanced. These are three of the interpretations that As-Sana'ani rahimahullah mentions in Subul al-Salam concerning this particular expression, haja. Okay, there are a few other points that we want to make here, but we'll come back to them, you know, as we go through the lesson, inshallah. Alright, let's go back to the lesson. We just read the text of the hadith. Whoever doesn't give up false speech and acting in accordance with it and ignorant foolish behavior, Allah has no need. Yani Allah has no desire. Allah doesn't accept. Yani the person will not get any reward for just if they yani give up their food and drink. Reported by Al-Bukhari and Abu Dawud, and the wording here is from Abu Dawud. Okay, on page 37, top of the page, Ma'ani al-Kalimat. What is the meaning of Ma'ani al-Kalimat? The meanings of the words. Yani the words in this hadith that require explanation. Yani Ma'ani is the plural of Ma'na. Okay, in the first column we have the Kalima, the word that we want to explain. And in the long column we have Ma'naha, meaning?
Its
meaning, the meaning of it, its meaning. The first word, Az-Zuru, it means Kullu Batilin Min Al-Qawli Wa Minhu Al-Kadhibu. Huh? What is the meaning? Everything that is false, Min Al-Qawl, of speech. Every type of false speech, Wa Minhu, and from the types of false speech, one type is
lying,
Al-Kadhib. So, Qawl Az-Zur means false speech, but there are all types of false speech, and from amongst them, from the most prominent of them is lying. Lying, naam. In Islam, lying is a very, very serious matter. Even though today, people in the world consider lying as of no significance, has no weight. Yani, the leader of the country can lie in every other sentence and it's as though he has done nothing. It became normal. Not in Islam. The second word, Al-Jahlu. Al-Jahlu means As-Safahu. As-Safahu. Yani, foolishness. Wa alaykum salam. Foolishness, acting ignorantly. As-Safahu. Al-Jahl. It also means Al-I'tida'u. Yani meaning transgressing the limits. وَهُوَ did الْحِلْمِ. And it is the opposite of حِلْم. الْحِلْم means forbearing. Yani it also means to be wise or to be discreet. And it has a few different meanings. To be forbearing and also to be wise or to be discreet. الْحِلْم. So الْجَهْل is the opposite of that. Yani to be ignorant, indiscreet.
Another meaning of forbearing is what?
Wise.
Well, that's another meaning of al-hilm. Forbearing means that the person is yani patient, tolerant, not hasty in yani acting, reacting to someone. Having a little bit of yani tolerance, patience. Naam. The third word, yani whoever doesn't give up these things. So here, yani not only acting ignorantly, but while a person is fasting, they should be forbearing. Be easy. Be gentle, be patient, don't be hasty. Like, I'm fasting, if you say one word, I'm gonna chop you, shoot you, kick you, run you over. Naam, that's not an excuse for acting ignorant because you're fasting. Number three, al-haja. Al-Hajj means Al-Maslaha, yani benefit, or something that is in your interest, that is good for you. And it also means Al-Fa'ida, yani a benefit. So Al-Hajj means something that will benefit you, something that you are in need of. Yani that's the literal meaning of Al-Hajj. As far as the meaning of it in this hadith, it is as we discuss. Yani the meaning here of Al-Hajj, Allah has no need, mean that Allah is not pleased with, Allah yani does not accept, Allah has no desire for you yani to give up your food and your drink. Okay, ma'na al-hadithi, the meaning of the hadith. As-siyamu qurbatun
Fasting is a qurba. What do we mean by qurba? Yani something that brings you near to Allah. Qurba, a means of getting near to Allah. An act of worship that brings you near to Allah. As-siyamu qurbatun min a'azami qurbat ila Allahi. From the most, the greatest and the most magnificent of the qurbat, the things that help you to get near to Allah. فَيَجِبُ عَلَى الصَّائِمِ أَن يَصُونَ صَوْمَهُ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ. So it is obligatory upon the Sa'im, the ism fa'il from Sama Yasumu, the one who does it is called Sa'im. Like the one who writes is called Katib. Naam. And the one who sits is called Jalis. Sa'im, the one who fasts. فَيَجِبُ عَلَى الصَّائِمِ. It is obligatory upon the fasting person, and yasuna, yani yasuna, to guard, to protect something, to guard or to protect, sawmahu, his fasting, min adh-dhunubi, yani to guard your fast from sins, to protect it from sins, because sins will harm your fasting, it might outright destroy it. Naam. Fayatruku al-kadhiba والعمل به وسوء الأخلاق. So therefore, yani because what? Of the greatness of this act of getting near to Allah, it is obligatory upon a person to protect it, to guard it. Yani from that which would decrease its value or its weight or its reward. Therefore, he leaves off lying. Yani قول الزور is one of the types of قول الزور, كذب. والعمل به, and acting in accordance with false speech. وَسُوءَ الْأَخْلَاقِ, an evil character, evil character, evil character, like acting ignorantly, transgressing against others, and so on. Any kind of ignorant behavior. فَالصَّائِمُ الَّذِي يَجْتَنِبُ الذُّنُوبَ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُ أَجْرًا كَامِلًا. فَالصَّائِمُ, the fasting person, الَّذِي هُ يَجْتَنِبُ الذُّنُوبِ. يَجْتَنِبُ, avoids. اجْتَنَبَ يَجْتَنِبُ, to stay away from, to avoid sins. The fasting person who avoids sins, أَعَدَّ, يعني he has prepared, يعني Allah has prepared, لَهُ, for him, أَجْرًا, a reward, كَامِلًا, a complete reward. So that indicates what? That if you don't avoid sins, you will not get a complete reward. Maybe you will get a partial reward. Or maybe you will get no reward. But at least if you engage in sins, you commit sins while you're fasting, you will not get a complete reward. Because the sins will take away from the reward, the excellence, and the perfection of your fast. So the person must avoid sin as much as possible, all the time, especially while fasting. أَمَّا الصَّائِمُ الَّذِي يَتْرُكُ الطَّعَامَ وَالشَّرَابَ وَلَا يَتْرُكُ الْمَعَاصِيَ فَلَا فَائِدَةَ مِنْ سَوْمِهِ. Yani, as far as the fasting person who يَتْرُكُ الطَّعَامَ, who leaves off, abandons food, and sharab, drink, وَلَا يَتْرُكُ الْمَعَاصِي, but he doesn't abandon sins. What is the singular of ma'asi? Ma'asiyah. But he doesn't abandon sins. فَلَا فَائِدَةَ مِنْ سَوْمِهِ. Then there's what? There's no benefit from his fasting. وَلَيْسَ لَهُ مِنَ السَّوْمِ إِلَّا الْجُوعِ وَالْعَطَشِ. And he doesn't get, there's nothing for him from the fasting except al-ju' hunger and al-atash, and thirst. And in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, رُبَّ صَائِمْ يعني لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ سِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعَ وَالْعَطَشِ. That's a hadith, authentic hadith. رُبَّ صَائِمْ, that there may be some fasting person who doesn't get from their fast anything except hunger and thirst. وَاللَّهُ تَعَالَى غَنِيٌّ. And Allah is غَنِي, meaning?
Rich.
He's rich, free of want, free of need. Free of need. Al-Ghani is free of need. Naam, Allah is rich, He's free of need. An ju'ihi. He has no need of you being hungry. Wa'atashihi. And of the person being thirsty. فَلَا يَقْبَلُ عَمَلَهُ. So Allah doesn't accept his deed, his fasting. Naam. Meaning that Allah has no need, meaning what Allah intends by the fast, if you're not going to do that, then there's no benefit in fasting. So Allah doesn't desire you to fast like that. And Allah doesn't accept that kind of fasting. طيب. Naam. Huh?
The fasting process. You fasting, your ear fast, your everything fast. If you're fasting and you're not doing this, but someone is doing around
you. And if you're fasting and you're not engaging in any sinful behavior and evil things, but the people around you are engaging in it, then you are not to blame for what the people around you are doing. But you should try to change your environment. Yani, we shouldn't stay in the evil environment, because that evil environment will affect us. Yeah. It will affect us. Now. Yeah. Now, of course, if you are on the job, you're a taxi driver, or you're a bus driver, or you're a train conductor, or whatever, or you're an airplane pilot, and the people Yani that are riding with you are acting ignorantly, you don't have any control over this. Yani, if you have some way to control it, you should control it. If you have no way, Yani, you are not responsible for what you have no control over, right? Yani, you're not responsible for that which you have no control over. But what you do have control over is to try to change your environment. Change your situation. Try to get out of that situation as much as you can. As much as you can. And what you can't, Allah knows. He doesn't hold us responsible for what we don't have the ability to do. مَا يُسْتَفَادُ مِنَ الْحَدِيثِ. What is benefited from the hadith? Number one. Yani, there are 3 points mentioned here. The first of them. يَجِبُ عَلَى الصَّائِمِ أَن يَجْتَنِبَ الْمَعَاصِيَ لِيَسْتَفِيدَ مِنْ سَوْمِهِ. It is obligatory upon the fasting person. أَن يَجْتَنِبَ. To avoid sins. الْمَعَاصِي. لِي. Yani, so that يَسْتَفِيدَ, he may benefit مِنْ سَوْمِهِ, from his fast. Yani, you want to benefit from your fast, you must avoid, stay away from, distance yourself from sin, disobedience to Allah, or anything that's displeasing to Allah, while you are trying to fast to earn his pleasure. Then don't do the things that earn his displeasure. It's contradictory. Number two, now. لِيَسْتَفِيدَ. It's a verb. Naam. Istafada yastafidu. Yastafidu. Yani to benefit. Naam. Naam. Tenth form of the verb. Second point. La fa'idata. This is la what? And nafiya lil jins. La fa'idata. Yani absolute negation. There is absolutely no benefit. Min sawmi al-aasi. From the fasting of the sinful person. الَّذِي يَتْرُكُ أَتْعَامَ وَالشَّرَابَ. Who leaves off food and drink. وَيَرْتَقِبُ السَّيِّئَاتِ. But he commits sins, evil deeds. Okay, the second point is what? There's no benefit from the fast of the sinful person who gives up food and drink, but then they engage in السَّيِّئَاتِ. Yani evil deeds. The third point, النَّهْيُ عَنْ الزُّورِ. عَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ. قَوْلًا وَعَمَلًا وَعَنِ الْجَهْلِ. Yani the third point, the prohibition of الزُّور, falsehood. قَوْلًا in speech, وَعَمَلًا and action. وَعَنِ الْجَهْلِ, and also the prohibition of acting foolishly, ignorantly. So here we see that the prohibition of az-zur in speech and action, meaning qawl az-zur is generally understood to mean what? false speech. But in the hadith it came, وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ, and also acting in accordance with it. So it means falsehood in speech and in action are prohibited. And also al-jahla, yani acting ignorantly. The questions on page 38. Al-Asila. Question number one. يَجِبُ عَلَى الصَّائِمِ أَن يَجْتَنِبَ الْمَعَاسِي أُذْكُرْ حَدِيثًا فِي هَذَا الْمَعْنَى. يعني it is obligatory upon the fasting person to avoid sins. Mention a hadith with this meaning. نعم, مصطفى.
أن أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يدع
قول
زوري
وفتح قول زوري
قول زوري زوري وعمل به والعمل به و
foolishness, ignorant والجهلة behavior, والجهلة
فليس لله حاجة
حاجة نعم فليس لله حاجة
في أن يدعى طعامه وشرابه رواه البخاري وأبو داود ولا
ما شاء الله طيب. Okay, so the hadith of our for today, yani this is a hadith related to yani the meaning of the fasting person, yani taking care to avoid al-ma'asi. Second question, ما معنى الزور والجهل? Yani what is the meaning of الزور? Meaning of الزور, Abu Bakr. كل باطل. نعم كل باطل من القول ومنه الكذب يعني every type of false speech and from amongst the types of false speech is lying from amongst the types of false speech also شهادة الزور false testimony huh? What do you say? غيبة نعم that's definitely false evil speech غيبة نعم The third, the second part of this question, al-jahla. What is the meaning of al-jahla? Now, Abu Abdul Haq. Al-safahu, wal-i'tida, wa-didduhu al-hilm. Naam. So what is the meaning of this? Al-safahu.
Foolishness.
Wal-i'tida, transgression. And the opposite of it is al-hilm, meaning?
Forbearing,
wise, discreet, naam. Okay, the last question, Hati al-Madi wal-Amr min yada'u wa ma ma'na yada'u. Type, what is the past tense and the imperative command form of yada'u, Abdul Haq? The past tense, wa-da'a. Wa-da'a, the command form? Da'a. As in the hadith? Da'a. Ma. دع ما يريبك إلى ما لا يريبك دعهما نعم نعم the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم made wudu and he said فأهويت لأنزي خفي فقال دعهما فإني ألخلتهما طاهرتين أحسنت يا عبد الحق دعهما جيد نعم هاتي الماضية والعمرة من يضع okay the ماضي وضع the أمر دع with سكون on the عين and what is the meaning of يضع يترك يعني from ترك to leave something طيب let's quickly look at a little bit more and somebody remind me of the hadith for next week Yajtanibu? Okay. Yajtanibu, now. Yajtanibu is have even a little bit extra meaning to it. Because Yajtanibu means what? And it means to stay away, far away from. Not just to leave it off, but to also distance yourself from it. Yani, like the question he asked, not only he didn't engage in the behavior, but he wants to know, do we have to get away from it? Yani, away from the people that are riding in my taxi cab. Yani, avoid it. Get away from it. That's more than just leaving it. It's also trying to stay away from it. Okay, from the issues that I wanted to just mention quickly here,
I have a question about the hadith.
Naam.
Okay, because qawla man lam yada' qawla zuri. Okay, qawla zuri, when we explain it, but when amala bihi, can you give like example?
Yani, acting in accordance with false speech. Yani, for example, the person who acts upon the falsehood that is told. Somebody backbites somebody, slanders someone, and then people, yani, act upon it. They deal with that person, treat the person in accordance with what has been said falsely. The person testifies, a false witness, that this belongs to somebody, and it doesn't belong to them, and then the people act in accordance with it, without verifying, checking, yani, confirming. They just act in accordance with it. Now, quickly though, okay? Okay, somebody accused him falsely. Came to find out it's not true. So the people who act in accordance with that false accusation, then they also become a party to it. Just quickly, from amongst the meanings of al-jahla, it means, yani, from amongst the meanings as mentioned in some of the books, explanation of hadith, al-jahla, fi'lu al-jahla wa huwa as-safaha ma'an nas. Yani, al-jahla means not as might initially come to your mind, ignorance, but rather means acting ignorantly with the people. Yani al-jahla, jahla is ignorance. But here the meaning of it is, in your dealings with the people, you act ignorantly. Also, that the qawl az-zur, who some of the scholars said it means lying. And what we are saying here is that it means all types of false speech, including lying. And this false speech is forbidden for the believers in general, but this hadith indicates the severity of that type of behavior upon the fasting person, and that it might destroy the reward of their fast, and that the person who engages in this type of speech while they are fasting, it is like the one who is eating and the one who is drinking in front of Allah in terms of its sin. Yani, meaning, with Allah, the person who engaged in false speech while they're fasting, the weightiness of its sin with Allah is like the one who eats and drinks.
During Ramadan.
Fasting, while a person is
fasting. Naam,
the one who eats and drinks while he's fasting. Naam. So the point is what, that yani, if we think of it being sinful while you're fasting to eat or drink, well, likewise with Allah, this kind of speech is also equally sinful, that you engage in lying and false testimony while you're fasting, even though it is prohibited for the believers in general, fasting or not fasting. Okay, I will mention one more point, and then inshallah we'll go to the hadith for next week. Final point, yani, the explanation of Riyad al-Salihin, the issue came, yani, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, his explanation of Riyad al-Salihin, the issue came whether or not sinful behavior, al-ma'asi, invalidates fasting or not. Does sinful behavior invalidate fasting? And there's differences amongst the scholars. Yani, some scholars say that sinful behavior decreases the reward of the fast. but it doesn't invalidate the fast. And other scholars say it invalidates the fast. And here the Shaykh is sort of taking yani a moderate course between the two. He says, does sinful behavior invalidate the fast or not? Al-Jawab, إن كان هذا المحرم خاصا بالصوم أفسد الصوم وإن كان عاما لا يفسده. Yani if this forbidden behavior that the person engages in is particular, yani related to fasting itself, yani sinful, yani related to the fast, then it invalidates the fast. But if it is general sinful behavior not connected to fasting, then it doesn't invalidate the fast. So the Shaykh is taking the middle course between the opinions of the scholars, those who said it does not invalidate the fast, and those who said it does invalidate the fast. He's saying it depends on what? What type of sin it is. Is it a special sin related to fasting, a particular sin that's related to fasting, or general sinning that's not specifically related to fasting? And then he gives the example of each type so that it will be clear. He said an example of the first type, the khasa, yani the sinful behavior that's khasa bisawm, that's particularly related to fasting. He said that it has been prohibited for the fasting person to eat and drink while fasting. Yani, the forbidden behavior here is what? Eating and drinking while fasting. That's specifically related to fasting. Otherwise, eating and drinking is not haram, but it's specifically related to fasting. In that sense, he said, so if a person eats or drinks while they're fasting, it invalidates their fast. Likewise, it's also prohibited for the fasting person to engage in backbiting. That is, to mention about your brother or sister what he or she dislikes to be said about them. So if a person is fasting and they backbite somebody, yani, this backbiting is haram. However, it doesn't invalidate their fast. It doesn't invalidate their fast. That is because this prohibition of backbiting is not specifically related to fasting. It's general prohibition. Okay, so the Shaykh is saying what? And his answer to this question, does sinful behavior invalidate the fast? If it's something that's sinful specifically related to fasting, it invalidates the fast. And it's sinful to eat or drink while you're fasting, therefore it invalidates the fast. It's sinful generally to backbite, but not related to fasting specifically, at any time. So this backbiting is haram. It's sinful. Person deserves to be punished for it, but it doesn't invalidate their fast. That's the view of the Shaykh. Naam. Naam. He's just giving one example of backbiting. He's giving one example of the sin that's general, that's prohibited generally, not related to fasting, just general prohibition. Yani it's generally prohibited, for example, to engage in riba. So what if somebody makes a financial transaction while they're fasting involving riba? So is riba generally prohibited or is specifically prohibited for the fasting person? It's generally prohibited. So according to the view of the Shaykh, it's haram, it's sinful, person is in serious trouble, but it doesn't invalidate the fast. And again, I said there's difference of opinion amongst this matter. There are scholars who say it does indeed invalidate the fast completely. Now,
actually, I'm a little bit concerned about the example. It looks to me that it really it doesn't. It, okay, but what I mean is that because the hadith specifies call as zuhur wa amala bihi from drinking and sharab and tohab.
Mm-hmm.
So the example he gave, it looks like it's not from call as zuhur, it's only from drinking and. The
qawl az-zur is from those things that are generally prohibited. It's not specific to fasting. So according to the Shaykh's view, he's saying that in this hadith, the meaning of, yani, the person who doesn't give up false speech, generally prohibited, false action, ignorant behavior, generally prohibited. Those things are not specific to fasting. So he's saying that does not invalidate the fast. He's saying that it decreases the value of the fast, the reward of the fast, but it doesn't invalidate it. This is what I'm saying. The scholars differ. Some scholars said, no, based on this hadith, the literal understanding of it, that Allah doesn't accept their fast. Therefore, the fast is invalid. So I'm saying there's difference of opinion about it. There are scholars who said, yani, it invalidates the fast. And Shaykh is saying, this question is related to this hadith. He's saying some people understand that it means it invalidates the fast outright. And he's saying, no, this kind of behavior and other behavior like it, that's generally prohibited, but not specifically prohibited for the fasting person. In other words, the Prophet ﷺ in this hadith, according to his view, and everybody is not in agreement with this, right? But according to his view, the Prophet is saying, ﷺ, that even though it's not specifically prohibited for the fasting person to engage in these three behaviors, but nonetheless, the matter is severe, and a person should avoid it. Because Allah doesn't desire you to give up food and drink unless you're going to give up the things that He has prohibited outside of fasting. So the Shaykh is saying, these things are not specific to fasting. They don't invalidate the fast, definitely, but rather they decrease its reward with Allah. Yeah. Okay, but in any case, so the point here, this is a very important point. The question is a very important point. Yani, other scholars said no. Other scholars said no, that this kind of behavior invalidates the fast. Wallahu a'lam. Yani, there's no doubt that the maqsood, the intent of the fast, is to avoid sinful behavior. So if a person is not going to avoid sinful behavior, what is the benefit of the fast? There's no doubt that there's no real benefit in fasting. As far as it being invalid or not, wallahu a'lam. Yani, it appears as though it is invalid, but yani, alhamdulillah, we're presenting the other side. Shaykh Al Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, he's saying yani, it decreases the value of the fast. Naam. The word khas, naam. Khas means special, particular, yani exclusive to something. Yani, you spell it the letter kha, like in jim ha, kha, alif, sad, the letter sad with shadd. Khasun. Huh? An'am is Ayn, Fatta Aleph, Meem with Shadda. Amun. Tayyib. Let's look at the hadith for next week before the time runs out on us. Naam. Hadith for next week, Al-Hadith As-Sadisu Ashara. Al-Hadith As-Sadisu Ashara, on page 38. The 16th hadith, Fi Hukmi Man Akala أو شرب ناسيا وهو صائم. Concerning the ruling of the one who أكل أو شرب, ate or drank, ناسيا, يعني due to forgetfulness, وهو صائم, while he is fasting. While he is fasting. This while is while الحال. While الحال. يعني whoever eats or drinks while he is fasting. An Abi Hurairata radiyallahu anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam man nasiya wa huwa sa'imun fa akala aw shariba falyutim sawmahu fa innama at'amahu Allahu وَسَقَاهُ مُتَّفَكٌ عَلَيْهِ. On the authority of Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, مَنْ نَسِيَ, whoever forgot, وَهُوَ صَائِم, while he was fasting. And he forgot what? Forgot that he's fasting. مَنْ نَسِيَ وَهُوَ صَائِم. He forgot that he was fasting. فَأَكَلَ, and as a result of that, he ate. أَوْ شَرِبَ, or he drank. Why did he eat or drink? Because he forgot that he was fasting. فَلْيُتِمَّ سَوْمَهُ. Here, fa, lam, the lam is lam, lam, al-amr. فَلْيُتِمَّ سَوْمَهُ. Then he must complete his fast. Yani meaning, once he realizes he's fasting, he has to stop eating and drinking and finish the fast. فَإِنَّمَا أَطَعَمُهُ, because he has given him to eat. He has fed him. Who? Allahu. Yani Allah is the one who gave him to eat. وَسَقَاهُ, and Allah is the one who gave him to drink. Yani meaning, Allah caused this to happen. So he is excused from that. And he continues his fast until the end of the day, and his fast is complete. Muttafaqun alayh, reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. We're going to stop here. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.